The third story of the Trapdoor's January showcase was told by Trapdoor organizer John Cheesebrew. For our married listeners, you can probably appreciate having an adventure with your spouse on your honeymoon, though it probably wasn't like John's experience en route to Brown County, Indiana. Here's John Cheesebrew, live from the Trapdoor.
Marriage is a complicated thing. No fish, right? I wrote that down, and that's not really that deep. Yeah. My wife Lindsay and I have been married for almost 15 years, and in that 15 years, we have definitely been through issues together. We were a little young and a little naive when we got married, and there were some situations early on that definitely tested the levels of commitment, and that's what my story is about. In hindsight, I think that my decision to fully fund our week-long honeymoon exclusively with wedding gifts from our friends and family was probably a bad decision. The loot that we received consisted of three walks, $300 in assorted checks, and a couple hundred dollars in Target gift cards, which obviously is not going to get you very far. But I was resolved to follow through with my promise to my wife of a spontaneous adventure. Yeah. So on May 9th of 2004, we jumped in the car and we headed south towards Brown County. Why Brown County? Because Brown County has waterfalls and it has inns. And those are things that you do on a honeymoon. And hopefully they're going to be cheap. So just south of Indianapolis, we decided that we were going to have our first meal together as a married couple. So we pulled off at the exit for Whiteland, Indiana. If you've never been to Whiteland, Indiana, it is exactly what it sounds like. Basically, Whiteland, Indiana is a truck stop, Dale Earnhardt bumper sticker, armpit, unrecognizable portrait tattoo kind of thing. And inside the truck stop was where we had our first meal. It was at a place called McDonald's Diner. You can see where this is going, right? This is not like a regular McDonald's. It's a McDonald's, but it's not like a normal McDonald's. Because inside the McDonald's diner, there's a lot more checkerboard and Elvis clocks and chrome-plated booze. And instead of ordering from the counter, you order from this kitschy red phone at the booth. So we ordered our food, and we both tried to play it safe, as you do in a McDonald's diner in Whiteland, Indiana. We ordered the McBLT AC, which is a BLT, but you add American cheese. Just don't do that, by the way, as we're getting there. So we ate our McBLT ACs pretty quickly, and it was pretty hilarious for obvious reasons. And we purchased some things, as you do in a truck stop, like blue blockers and the like, and we got on our way. Heading down 65, and I don't know if anybody traveled that road? Like, you know that once you're south of Indianapolis, there isn't a whole lot there. And about 15 minutes after we left the truck stop, something happened. And it was a bad thing. I had a feeling inside me. It was a primal, way down in your guts, instant sweating kind of feeling. And like it or not, the McBLT AC was going to evacuate this body, and it was going to happen soon. Real soon. And there's nothing happening. I mean, there's nothing. So what do? You got your new bride next to you? Trying to play it cool, because I wasn't going to be able to play it cool for long, because I was sweating. poop sweats. I know you've had those before. It's bad. Sweating, and I'm trying to play it cool. And I did not know what I was going to do. And then, by some stroke of luck, there's a sign. And the sign is for a gas station. That's it, gas station. I don't know what divine intervention happened, but there's a gas station. Oh, we got to get gas. Right now, we have to get gas. I blast off the highway, race down the road, pull up in front of this gas station that is probably the size of this stage. And I pull up in front of the in the pumps, and I get out as any person who might shit their pants would, slightly hunched over, toes a little bit pigeoned, and walked swiftly and with purpose into the gas station, where I said, "I need to use your restroom, please." To which the attendant replied, "We don't have a restroom, sir, but we do have a porta potty." So the porta potty was about 30 yards behind the gas station. I wouldn't have cared if there was a hole in the ground, because it was happening. So I made my way to the porta potty and did what any person would do in a porta potty in the middle of nowhere, Indiana. And I stuck my hand against the back wall and did a hover station so as not to touch anything. And it was at this point that I have never, ever felt better in my entire life. So I made my way back out to the car with a celebratory stretch wherein I wiped my hand across the back of my pants. Oh, some of you might have heard this story before. Oh, no. Now, is this point that a normal human wouldn't think that there was a decision to be made? Me being me, I made a decision. And instead of going back into the porta potty, I ran to the car and I said, "There's ish on my hand." To which Lindsay replied, "Why is there ish on your hand?" And I said, "Because there's ish on my pants." And she said, "You ish your pants?" And I said, "No, there's ish on my pants." Which this is a big distinction. Those are different. Side note, 15 years later, she says I ish my pants on our honeymoon. I disagree. So I made my way back to the porta potty, wherein I cleaned myself off as well as you can, and went back to the car, and we made our way to Brown County, wherein we discussed, well, was it your ish? Or was there ish in there somewhere that got on you? And we'll never know. And that's okay. So we finally make it to Brown County and to the inn at Clifty Falls. Has anybody ever been there? It was pretty great. I did not know. We stayed at the inn. We did not stay at the new inn. We stayed at the old part of the inn, which is kind of fallen down and full of taxidermy and things like that, which is great. And I don't know if it was just to punctuate the hilarity of this adventure, or if it was poor planning or what, but those were pretty much the only pants that I had. And I was resolved to make it work. So I gave him a good scrub and I wore him to dinner. And as I sat at dinner, looking across the table at my new wife, who was looking back at me in a different fashion, I thought to myself, how in the fuck does a restaurant with a 10-foot-tall volcano stay in business in the middle of nowhere in southern Indiana? And I also thought that I am probably the luckiest dude on the entire planet. The awe is what I was waiting for. And I'm not allowed to plan spontaneous adventures anymore. Thanks.